From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Ji Abili reporting. In Turkey, people are voting on a referendum to turn the country into a powerful executive presidency from the current parliamentary system. The proposal has divided the country, with supporters arguing the change is necessary to address the wide challenges facing the country, while opponents warn it will give too much power to the president. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turks are voting across the country in what has been described as the most important vote in the republic's history. The referendum has divided the nation, with both supporters and opponents arguing the future of the country is at stake. This man was clear why he was voting no. He said there is no such constitution in the world like this one they present to us. It's not a republic, it's not a democracy, it is nothing. But there are those who agree on the need for constitutional change, like this man. He said, I voted yes, yes, for the benefit for my country, he said. Erdogan insists the reforms will create a fast and efficient governance that will allow Turkey to face the challenges of fighting terror and the slowing economy. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Washington is calling on regional countries, including Russia and Pakistan, not to support the Taliban in their bid to perpetuate the very long war in Afghanistan. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster made the remark Sunday after talks with Afghan leaders on his first trip to Kabul since taking office. Afghan officials say the discussions focus on bilateral security matters, fighting regional terrorism, and strengthening the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is stressing the strength of the American alliance with South Korea hours after the latest failed missile test by Pyongyang.
This is a challenging time all over the world, but especially here in the Asia Pacific. The opportunity for me to be here today at such a time as this is a privilege for me. But let me assure you, under President Trump's leadership, our resolve has never been stronger. Our commitment to this historic alliance with the courageous people of South Korea has never been stronger. And with your help and with God's help, freedom will ever prevail.
Pence's mission on his first trip to South Korea is to explain to leaders in Japan, Indonesia, Australia, and South Korea about a policy called maximum pressure and engagement aimed at increasing pressure on North Korea's government. Not much else has been revealed about the new policy. The failed missile launch from North Korea's port city of Sinpo came a day after the massive military parade in the North Korean capital that amounted to a show of force by the Kim Jong-un government. But Pyongyang didn't conduct a widely anticipated underground nuclear weapons test. In Florida, President Trump expressed satisfaction with his offer to ease up on trade pressure on China in exchange for help in reining in North Korea's nuclear programs. Christians around the world celebrate Easter this Sunday, the day they believe Jesus rose from the dead. VOA's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Dawned in Jerusalem with the sunrise service at the Garden Tomb, where worshipers sang hymns of the resurrection. The setting is biblical. The scriptures say Jesus was buried in a garden, and facing an ancient empty tomb carved into a rock, the congregation proclaimed that the Lord is risen. A short time later, bells summoned worshipers to Easter Mass at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. A fragrant cloud of incense rose into a golden rotunda inside the cavernous church as priests in festive robes chanted the Easter liturgy.
An apparent car bombing attack of a bus convoy in Syria has killed dozens of people set for evacuation from two besieged towns in the northern part of the country. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 112 people had died in the attack, with the death toll expected to rise. I am Ji Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.